Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. This week, the Senate passed a bipartisan proposal to lower student loan rates by attaching those rates to the financial markets. Right now, it means lower interest rates for students, but if the economy improves, could mean those rates will go higher down the road. I'm joined today by Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. Thanks for being here.
Good. Glad to be with you. Thanks, Emily.
The president's called this a victory for the nation's students, but you don't like this legislation. Why not?
Yeah, it's a good thing for students for a couple, 3 years, but as you suggested, Emily, the interest rates will, almost as the economy improves, almost certainly will go up. We've had historically low interest rates. They've started to go up recently. They're almost certain that they will. And in the end, the government will be profiting to the tune of tens and tens of billions of dollars from these student loans at the expense on the backs of America's college, community college, and four-year schools and tech schools and all that. And that's not how we should run this program. It shouldn't be a profit center for the government. It should be a way of providing access for young people to go on to school.
Now, this point, this idea of the government profiting off students, that to some extent can be disputed because of the way that those numbers are accounted for.
Well, most fair-minded economists and observers of this, including a number of people supporting the bill, acknowledge that the government will, in fact, profit to the tune of tens of billions of dollars from these student loans. People are graduating with huge student debt now that simply didn't happen a generation or two ago. The average student loan debt for those who have debt is $30,000+, and that's just not fair to this next generation. This bill will, I think, only make it worse.
But isn't it better than nothing?
Well, it's better than nothing, of course, but I don't think nothing should be the alternative. We had frozen interest rates at 3.4. We should have extended it one more year while we work out a whole host of issues here. It's not just interest rates. It's not just availability of Pell Grants, although that's really important. And I want to see that any money the government makes circulating back into Pell Grants. But it's also how do we stabilize costs of college and universities? We know that nothing's gone up in the past 30 years. Even health care to the same percentage, the same rate in terms of cost to the American public as has college education. And, you know, you can go to Sinclair, you can go to Cincinnati State. It's less expensive. You can get great education. But all schools are more expensive and far too expensive and increasingly out of reach. I mean, I hear stories of young people that think, working class kids, I don't think I'm going on to school, even though I want to. I don't think I, because my parents can't afford it, and I don't want to take on this huge debt. And what kind of message does that send, and what kind of future does that bring us?
So this is, at least for now, a good deal for students. Are you going to be pushing other plans as we move forward?
Yeah, we're going to continue to work on this. This is not the last of the last year. I mean, I assume this bill will become law. House will pass it. President will sign it. I don't think it's a tragedy. I think it's a lost opportunity. It's as you say, it's good for them for 3 years, but longer term, it's going to mean significantly, almost certainly going to mean significantly higher interest rates for these students that as these loans as they, you know, move on in their lives. By the year 2017. The rates would more than double from what they were last year and likely continue to go up. So we're very concerned about where this goes.
You know, to some extent, though, you know, the idea that the economy is getting better, doesn't that mean that we should be able to afford more of our share of the interest here?
Well, it doesn't mean that a student who graduates from Cincinnati State with debt of $22,000, or a student graduating from UC or a Wright State or Central State with a debt of $40,000, or from a private school like UD or Xavier with a debt of maybe $100,000, that it still is an oppressive debt on them as they get out of college or out of community college or four-year school, and it means they're not buying a house in many cases. They're not starting a business. They're not doing, maybe not getting married as soon. They're not doing the things, starting a family, that we want them to do for their own fulfillment and also for this economy. So even as the economy gets better, jobs are more plentiful for college graduates. We're not seeing higher pay in these jobs mostly. We're seeing sort of a flat. Most of America hasn't had a raise in a decade. And to put this extra burden on these students is it's just unfair.
I've been speaking with Senator Sherrod Brown. Thanks for being here today.
Glad to be with you. Thanks, Emily.